Hi there. I have something I want to give to you, and I have a feeling you're going to like it. What I have in mind is very special, very sensual, very personal. It's not something you can hold or see, but it is still very real. An experience just for you. This is my way of saying thank you for listening to me, for your support, your encouraging comments. I want to thank you. I want to give you something. What I want to give you is an experience, a highly exciting, sensual, and erotic experience just for you. If you're open to the idea of turning off for a while, of giving me a little time with you and your full attention, what I can give to you is something very special indeed. So what do you say, baby? Are you ready for your present? To begin, I want you to find somewhere quiet and secluded, away from disruptions, and where you can strip naked and feel comfortable and at ease. The scene I'm going to describe to you will take place in a chair, so you may want to find a comfortable one to sink into. But your bed will work just fine if you prefer, and headphones are recommended too. Pause the audio, and when you're ready, start it up again. I'll wait. Before you get too excited, I need to take you through some relaxing exercises. It's important that you take part in them so your experience will have the right effect. So my gift to you is as real as can be. Don't worry about getting excited or aroused yet. That will come. For now, I want you to settle back and close your eyes. Begin breathing with me, slowly and deeply. Steadily. In and out. In and out. In and out. Good. Keep breathing this way. Not so deep as to be distracting, but not too shallow either. The breathing is important, so please, keep going. As you breathe, I want you to focus on relaxing. To do so, start by thinking about the tips of your toes. Keep breathing this way for me. And as you do, I want you to drift your attention away from your breathing and concentrate on your feet. Think about the muscles in your feet. Wiggle them around a little if you have to. Now, as you continue breathing, concentrate on relaxing the muscles in your feet. Let the stress flow away, melt away as if it was flowing up your legs, into your chest and lungs, and leaving you as you exhale. That's right. A little more leaving you with every breath. A little more relaxed with every exhale. Now I want you to relax your calves in the same way, allowing the stress to just leave them as you continue to breathe. Any tension fades away, any tightness is lost, and continues to fade away slowly. Now it's as if the stress which is flowing up and out of you is relaxing your quads and hamstrings, your butt and hips. They all begin to relax as you lie there, sinking deeper into the bed, breathing away any tension as you continue to breathe in and out. Breathe in and draw the tension away from your legs entirely, and breathe out, allowing the tension to leave you forever, and relax. Now concentrate with me on your hands and arms. Feel your forearms loosen and sink into the bed, as well as the rest of your arms. with each breath, almost like a slow moving wave, feel your muscles continue to loosen. Your shoulders are next, as the tension flows out of your arms and through your breath. Let the relaxation in your shoulders flow through to your neck. Breathe in and out. Your head is sinking deeper into the surface beneath it. Your face is relaxing. Your eyes are closed as you continue to sink down, relaxing more and more. It's not a rush. Just let yourself sink a little more with each breath. Slowly, steadily. Keep breathing. A little softer if you like, but make sure you keep it up. Notice how well you're able to focus on my voice now. Your mind clinging to it. Wanting to hear my next words. Wanting to know what's in store. I'm going to count down from 15 to 1. As I count, continue to breathe and listen. Let my words guide you and relax you. Let your body fall deeper and deeper into relaxation with each and every number. Allow my words to flow into you and through you, flowing wherever they want within you. Wherever my words wish to travel, they will go. Uninhibited in your open body, an open highway for my voice to cascade through you. 15. Continue breathing, relaxing more and more with every exhale. Breathe deeply and steadily. 14. Feel the soft surface beneath you, cradling your body as you relax into it. A little deeper now. Let go of any tension at all. You don't need it. You don't want it. 13. As you breathe, feel my voice rushing through you, down your neck and back, into your hips and down your legs. 12. My voice washing inside of you like warm water being drawn into a tub. Soft waves bouncing back and forth from your ears to your feet, along the length of you. 11. The waves begin to slow as my voice fills you, steadily, flowing into you freely, reaching the tips of your fingers and toes and bouncing back. 10. Your whole body is relaxed, ready, wanting to respond to my voice. 9. Feel my voice collecting the energy left behind by your relaxed muscles, pulling along with me and channeling it to where I please. 8. The energy washes through you, pooling between your hips as it slowly gathers and builds. 7. Your hips are stirring, growing warmer, growing full with energy and power. 6. Your loins may ache a little. Awakening as though from out of nowhere. 5. Your cock and balls can't help but be affected by all that's going on inside you. The energy continuing to build up. It has nowhere else to go. 4. Allow the energy to flow through your cock. Go ahead. Let it happen. Let the blood flow through you and into you. Your balls are swelling a little, ready to play, remembering the promise they made to me earlier. 3. Allow my soft words to caress your mind. You want to listen to me. You want to feel me touch you as I whisper in your ear. Keep letting my words flow into you, straight to your cock, filling it up. 2. I am excited for you too. I'm going to make you feel so good, and I want it so bad. Keep relaxing, baby. Breathing. Relax and listen. 1. You are ready for me. Your mind is ready for me. And your cock is ready for me. We can begin. Picture yourself in a dark room. Dim light flickers all around you, cast from candles that adorn the ornate walls, and the fireplace to your left, bringing an amber glow to the room. You're sitting comfortably in a large chair in the center of the room, your legs stretched out in front of you, naked and open, warmed slightly by the burning fire, your feet resting on the soft carpet. The chair supports your arms and neck perfectly. You are so comfortable, you don't even want to move an inch. As you scan the dark room, notice a large door at the wall in front of you. It's closed tight, but you can't help but wonder what might be behind it. You also wonder if you are alone in the room. But there is someone here. Me, of course. Can you sense me? Here in the darkness. With you. I'm close. I'm right with you. Right here. Hear my hand run across the top of the chair, on either side of your head, and down towards your shoulders. Here I am. Behind you. My fingers and palms run over your shoulders and onto your chest, stroking your skin softly, returning to your shoulders as I begin to massage them softly. Welcome to my special place. This is the environment I have chosen for you to receive your present. Take in the warm air, the erotic scents given off by all the candles around you, the privacy, the excitement. Relax, baby. You're safe here with me. You must be wondering by now what I have in store for you. Well, I think it may just be time to tell you. Like I said before, I'm going to give you an experience. But not just any experience. An experience that you don't come across every day. One that is erotic, sensual, caring, rhythmic, wet. One that is teasing and toying. Impossible and actual. Building and building. And building and building. There will be a beginning, a middle, and an end. A look, a touch, a response, a need, an effort, a result, an aching, a pulsing. A release. In a few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. She's waiting behind that door over there, wondering when I will allow her to come out and play. Anxiously, patiently, obediently. That's right. A sexy, little hypnotic slave girl. And she needs to be obedient for me. To do just as I say. just as you need to do as I say, to open your mind, to listen to my voice. If you're going to experience your gift to its fullest potential, you will need to trust me, to obey me. And if you do, you'll get to feel every bit of her. She is your gift. And I'm going to give her to you. With my words, I'm going to allow you to experience her. You won't meet a woman like this every day, I promise. She is trained to please, and she longs for it. Such a little slut. And she especially wants to please you. That is your gift. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and stay here with me. Before we bring her out, I think it's best if I prepare you a little more. That cock of yours has filled out nicely, but I still think we can get you even stiffer. Yes, I think so. Pulsing, aching just a little more. Jenna responds best to a stiff cock. Jenna. Just a fine little thing waiting for you. How about I tell you a little more about her and we try to drive a little more blood into that beautiful cock together? Continue breathing, baby. Sink down with me as I count to you. Don't even worry about that dick. Just concentrate on my voice. Let your mind stay open, like a canvas for me to paint with my silky whispers. Just for you. This experience, just for you. 10. Concentrate on my voice, and you remember to find your breath. In and out. In and out. Your body is alive and healthy. You want to respond to me because you want your gift so much. So badly. 9. And you're not the only one who wants this sexy. That's right. I happen to know that Jenna is very excited to meet you. She is awfully slutty. Just the thought of pleasing you, doing exactly as I tell her, has her all hot and bothered. I've instructed her not to play with herself as she waits for you, just to help build her anticipation. But I expect she is very wet just the same. 8. I've also instructed her to pick out something slutty for this encounter. Something that really shows off her assets, but that won't get in the way too much. She looks especially good in a thin little tank top, braless, to show off her natural perky shape. But I guess we'll just have to see what she picked out for you. Oh my. That cock has stiffened up for me. 7. My. That cock of yours is responding perfectly. Obediently. You have me excited just standing here watching it swell like that. Thicken. Pulse. So tempting. It's hard not just to reach out and take it in my fingers. Stroke it slowly. Smear that pre-cum around a little.
6.
But I won't do that. No. I'm not going to ruin the anticipation for you either. Plus, it will feel that much better when Jenna first touches you. I wonder how she'll do it. With her soft skin, her slender fingers, her wet mouth. She may be wondering the same thing. After all, it's me who gets to decide. 5. I hope that little slut has obeyed me. I hope she's not back there with her little finger up that slit feeding that ache, just to take the edge off. I may get you to help with that instead. That is, if she's been a good little girl. But I know she has. I know because of how excited she was for this. She wants nothing more than to give you your gift. Almost as bad as you want it. 4. Keep breathing, baby. Go deeper with me. Take in everything around you. The soft light, the warm air, the comfort and nakedness of your open legs leading up to your swollen cock, so full and masculine, charged and ready, so deserving of a little wet mouth. Notice how good it feels just sitting there, listening to me. Soak in the anticipation, the excitement that flows all through you. 3. The home stretch now, baby. I want you to get that cock even harder for Jenna. She's already so excited, but I want you to make her crazy with lust. And the harder you are for her, the hotter she'll be, and the sluttier she'll behave. Just for you. 2. Almost time to meet your sexy little plaything. A young, hot slut. Tight and chesty. Full of energy and desire. Full of lust and awe. Ready to suck. Ready to tease. Ready to show you what she's got. What she can do. Believe me, I think you'll be impressed. 1. Let the blood flow through you. Let your cock fill with anticipation and the electricity that hangs in the air. Her pussy is just burning back there. Let your cock match her lust and desire burning between her young legs. Send your excitement outward and feel hers back as she waits just on the other side of that door. Let's bring her out, shall we? Oh, there she is. Gorgeous, isn't she? And dressed to excite. Cute white socks up over her knees. Tiny little cotton panties hugging that mound. Yellow and soft. And a little pink tank top covering her chest. Fully and shapely. Without a bra, you can almost sense how soft they are. She's so hot. Tight. And soft at the same time. Turn around for us, sweetie. Show him the hot little ass of yours. Lovely. Even the way she moves is cute. She seems a bit more shy than I thought she'd be. I guess she wasn't expecting someone so sexy. And she can't seem to keep her eyes off that swollen cock. Jenna. I want you to come closer. Slowly. Let us both take you in.
Yes, ma'am.
What a goddess. What a sexy little thing. Those hips are something else. See them twist and sway as she walks. Closer still. Come closer, Jenna. Turn around again.
Okay.
See her bend over. Ooh. Her panties are all wet. Her juice is soaked right through the thin material. You can see the outline of her lips, puffed out in excitement. Jenna, part your legs a little more for us. Straddle both his legs and scooch up a bit closer. You can put your hands down on his thighs to brace yourself if you like. Just hold still for us.
Okay.
You can touch her now. I want you to reach your hand out and use the back of your fingers to rub her a little. That's it. Reach out. Touch her gently. Feel her warmth through her wet panties. Lazily rub your fingers over the soft fabric. Press a little more. Make that fabric slide over her pussy and spread her wetness around, soaking her lips. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Feel her warm, wet juices on your fingers. Ooh. Ooh, she likes that. Hold still and let her just work herself on your fingers for a while. She wants it. What a slut for you. Working her wet panties into her own pussy. Using your hand. She's such a slut, she doesn't even care. She's just enjoying it too much. Reach out your hand and grab the waistband of her panties with your fist. Now, put it down over her ass. Slowly. Watch as the fabric peels away from her pussy lip. They look so swollen. She's so horny for you. God, I can smell it. And your cock is swollen too. I can see it clearly from where I'm standing. Engorged, splayed across you. Framed nicely between her spread legs. Is your cock like that wet, shiny sack? I think it does. I think it's probably aching a little by now. But that's the idea. We're both so excited. I can feel it. And I'm feeling rather devious about this little arrangement. Rather than simply letting her jump on that cock of yours and fuck your brains out, letting those big, soft tits fall into your face, I'm going to make her take her time. Tease you both a little. See if I can get her worked up as she works on you. And she's very obedient. She does as she's told. Don't you, Jenna? Good. I have just the idea. I'm going to undo the lace ties on the sides of her panties. get those right out of the way. Mm-hmm. Now, Jenna, I want you to scooch up a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good girl. And bend over a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Let us get a better look at that soft pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she flexible? Those young hips bend straight down like that.
Mm.
Those lips look so good. Wet and naked. Right in front of us. I told you she was impressive. Watch this. Jenna. Brace your hands on his hips and pull yourself in tighter. That's it. Bring your lips a little closer to that cock. A little closer. Oh, no touching. Just stare at it. That's it. Hold your mouth about an inch away, just over the base of it. And that's all you have to do. That's right. Just breathe on a stick. Let's all breathe together, shall we? In and out. In and out. You're too sexy. And as you do, feel Jenna's hot little breath coat your dick. Feel it swirl around. Feel it wash up you. Stroke you even. Now it's her turn. Reach out and touch that bear pussy. See if you can make her come like this. That's it. Softly toy with her lips. Slide along them. Back and forth. Don't slip inside just yet. Tease her a little more. Does that feel good? Her hot breath on you. On your balls and the base of your cock. The harder you make her moan, the stronger it gets. Keep touching. Rubbing her back and forth. Back and forth. Slip a finger in her now. She deserves it. I can see those balls are tightening a little. Your whole package stiffening a little. Responding to her hot little breath. Lapping at your cock. Maybe another finger. Push down and forward onto her G-spot. Back and forth. There. That's got her. Keep it up. You're going to make her come. Just keep going and let her gasp and pant all over that dick. That's it. That's it. Good job, both of you. look at her. Bottomless, hair a frazzled mess, skin flush with orgasm, and those beautiful breasts spilling out of that little shirt. She's a slut and she knows it. She loves it. Now watch as she slowly sinks to her knees. A flash of excitement in her eyes as she does. She loves this. I told you she was a slut. Watch her bend forward, leaning onto all fours, her chest filling her shirt even more, suspended by the thin fabric. She is so womanly as she crawls, her hips swaying back and forth, her bare ass twisting from side to side. The small of her back revealed as her shirt begins to raise up. See her slowly inch along the floor towards you. Her hungry mouth getting closer and closer to your stiff cock. Closer still. As she enters the space between your legs. That private space. Feel your anticipation building. Feel the need to listen to me growing still. You want to feel her on you. You want to have her service that cock. Stay here a moment and take her in. A slutty little slave girl parked right between your legs. She wants nothing more than to taste your cock and feel it down her throat. And you want that too. Her cute little face looking up at your balls. Her eyes quickly darting to mine for approval. And then back to your hardness. So swollen. So tempting for her. See her sit back and bring her hands to your knees now. And feel her gently force your legs open. Just a little more. She knows what she's doing. After all, there is a reason I chose her for this little experience. Now, watch as her hands begin to trail up inside of your legs. Slowly, towards your center. Up. Up. Up, stopped on either side of your engorged cock. She massages your groin a little. She does like to see you this way. It makes her so hot. Now her hands move again, trailing up along your sides and up to your chest and nipples. Feel the soft fabric of her shirt gently graze your cock and balls. She slides them down again and back up. Feel your skin tingle all over. Feel her graze your cock again, crushing it a little into her soft chest. Back and forth. Again and again. This time her hands return to your groin as she trails the fingers around the base of your cock, tilting it up a little. Look into her eyes. God, she wants to taste you. See her admiring gaze move down to your cock as she takes her lower lip in her teeth. She's waiting for permission. Permission from me. She knows she's not allowed to suck you yet. Not until I say. It makes me hot to see her this way. To see her so obedient for me. Such a nasty little slut on her knees in front of you. Her eyes fixated on your swelling cock. Seeing your cock head swollen for her. The slit of you wet and glistening with pre-cum. she wants to taste it. Her mouth is watering at the thought of trailing her tongue over your slit and down your shaft. All right, Jenna. You've been patient enough. Watch now as she leans forward anxiously, folding her hair behind an ear, and places her tongue on the base of your cock. Feel it. Hot. Wet. Slowly sliding up along you. Agonizingly slow. Up. Up. As she reaches your tip, watch her slowly engulf the head of you between her tight, soft lips. Feel the warmth. Feel the wetness. Feel her as she sucks you a little and swirls her tongue over your glistening tip, drinking your pre-cum. See the pleasure this brings her. See her practically squirm with the light of the taste of you. Watch her bob on you now. Feel her lips slide down your shaft and work your tip, taking you a little deeper each time. Sucking, bobbing rhythmically, up and down, up, down. God, she's hot, isn't she? Feel her play with your balls as she works you. Massaging them gently. Her tongue reaching down to lick lower on your shaft with each dip. And her hand begins to work the base of you. Are you enjoying your gift? Surely does love that, you know. She may be enjoying herself even more than you are. Don't believe me? Well, we can change that. I think it's time to make both of you come. I'll just come around here behind Jenna as she continues to work your cock. Rhythmically. Passionately. Like the good slut she is. Now remember, it's okay to come anytime. This is your gift and I want you to enjoy it. So if you can, just let it happen. And let's see how dedicated to that dick Jenna really is. Even with this vibrator pressing into her little pussy. Oh my. That seems to be effective. That's a good girl. Keep working that fucking thing. That. Oh, you're such a slut. Look how wet you are. You've practically drenched this vibrator with all that pussy juice. Let me rub it into you a little more. Mm-hmm. Seeing her work you. Seeing her head bob up and down like that. Let me pull this shirt up and fondle her a little. Her tits are soft and heavy. Hard little nipples. Reach down and play with one for me. That's it. Just enjoy it, baby. Getting served by a young little slut when she gets used from both ends. You deserve this. You deserve every bit of this. Do you like that? May I ask you something personal? Have you ever felt a pair of lips around the base of your cock before? I'm not talking about a kiss. No. I mean all the way around you. With your dick deep down a throat. Well, would you like to? I told you she was talented, didn't I? Jenna, what do you think? Can you go a little deeper for us? I know it's not easy, but try. Please. He's so deserving. That's it. Keep going. A little deeper still. Can you feel that? She's almost there. Feel her lips wrapped around you, stroking. Your cockhead penetrating deep inside her. Feel her strain as she tries to bring you more pleasure. She cups your balls, lifting them as she dips on you. Feel her set a pace now. Up and down. Up and down. Lower still. She's almost there. Okay, Jenna. Time to put that whole cock down your throat. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Keep it up for him. He can barely stand it. I think he's going to burst. Would you like that? A hot load down that throat? Gagging on you and pulling it out. Are you going to come in this little slut's mouth for me? Are those moans and coughs too much to handle? Well, I can't blame you if you do. Feel her own that day. Feel her sucking and slurping you. Wet all over. I want this slut to come on your dick. And you can feel free to blow inside her if you like. Just let her have it. I'm sure she'd love to taste your cream in the back of her throat. No choice but to swallow it while I make this little pussy come. Oh, God. Jenna, keep it up. Keep it up for him. Please. I know you want to come, but he's almost there. Keep working him. I want you to blow into her. I want you to gush and spurt. When you're ready, just burst. Just let it out. Let it flow through your length and deep inside of her. She deserves it. Give it to her. Give it to her. Give it to her. Fuck that throat. Part those soft little lips around you. Make her take you. Make her yours. That's it. That's it, baby. Oh my God, come for us. Come while she comes on you. That's it. That's it. Fuck her. Fuck her. Yeah, fuck her. Thank you, Jenna. You did a wonderful job. You certainly gave him something to remember you by. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. Wonderful. Now, remember to keep breathing steadily. Let yourself slowly unwind as you come down from this moment. Bask in the energy that fills you, in that powerful cock, so deserving, so happy. Stay here as long as you like. Enjoy this feeling as you lay there, totally relaxed and feeling so at peace. And remember, when you wake up, you're going to remember everything. I'm going to count now from 5 to 1. And as I do, you will slowly drift out of trance and back into your bed, totally relaxed and satisfied. 5. Calmly feel yourself starting to become more aware of your unconscious mind. 4. Your body begins to twitch and you can wiggle your fingers and toes. 3. You feel your eyes are a little less heavy and you'll be able to open them soon, when you're ready. 2. You feel more energy return to your muscles as you straighten your back and lift your hands. 1. Awake now. Open your eyes if they aren't already. Stretch out and just enjoy this feeling. Good night, baby.